leaving Afghanistan, we know that that's happening, and it's happening in September. Is there anything that would make that not happen?
The president's direction has been very clear. We will withdraw U.S. military forces from Afghanistan by early September. That's the directive. That's the mission, to transition and to, as we call it in Pentagon speak, retrograde, to withdraw equipment and systems and people out of Afghanistan by that date. And that's what we're doing. And thus far, the retrograde continues apace and on schedule. And we're just going to continue to work at that.
What kind of presence will the U.S. have in the region if it leaves Afghanistan? And, I mean, frankly, to protect itself and its allies from another September 11th? Because we've heard rumblings, you know, about things. And we also know that something exists there that wasn't there when the U.S. went there after 2001, and that's ISIS. So there are other elements there, too. So what kind of presence will the U.S. have?
The president has also been clear that he wants to maintain a diplomatic presence in Afghanistan, which means that obviously the Department of Defense will have a role in helping provide a measure of force protection for our diplomats. We don't know right now what that's going to look like, how many and how they'll be deployed there in Afghanistan. But it'll be appropriate to the task of helping ensure and protect the task of diplomacy in Afghanistan. But it won't be that'll be its mission. It won't be it won't be related to conducting the sorts of missions that we had been for so many years. Outside of that, we're working hard right now on a way to provide over-the-horizon counterterrorism capabilities. The president was also very clear that nothing's changed about our desire to not see Afghanistan as a safe haven for terrorist organizations that will attack our homeland, as they did on 9/11. And so we still have a vested interest, a national security interest, in preventing that from happening. And so what that's going to look like right now, JJ, we don't really know. We're working hard on that. But I think as you've heard Secretary Austin say, we have the capability of pretty much hitting any piece of earth at any time we so choose. It's not that it won't be difficult to do it, more difficult to do it without a presence on the ground there, but it's not impossible. And we've got the capabilities. We're working our way through exactly how we're going to utilize those capabilities. And the other thing I'd remind you of, and you know this, is we already have a very robust presence in the Middle East through a series of other arrangements with many countries in that region. And that's not going to change as a result of this.
John Kirby, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. J.J. Green, WTOP News.